USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Florida, Texas, and California continue to report daily increases in confirmed coronavirus cases, the latest sign the virus is surging in many parts of the United States. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed cases, about a quarter of the 11 million worldwide infections, according to Johns Hopkins University. More than 525,000 people have died around the globe. Rapper Kanye West tweeted that he wants to run for president in 2020, just 4 months before the election, and apparently without having filed the proper Federal Election Commission paperwork or creating a campaign committee. He said, "We must now realize the promise of America by trusting God, unifying our vision, and building our future. I am running for president of the United States," using the hashtag 2020Vision. Tesla CEO Elon Musk quickly piped in, replying, "You have my full support." Musk had previously supported Democratic candidate Andrew Yang. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
An Arizona woman fell to her death inside the Grand Canyon National Park. According to the National Park Service, the woman was taking photos with her family at Mather Point when she fell. The body was recovered by park rangers about 100 feet below the canyon's rim near the South Rim's Visitor Center. The Grand Canyon had 17 fatalities in 2018 and 19 in 2019. Grand Canyon National Park is one of the most popular tourist destinations in the U.S., drawing nearly 6.4 million visitors a year. An 8-year-old boy was killed in a shooting at an Alabama shopping mall that left 3 other people injured. Hoover Police Chief Nick DeZeris said the child was killed in the afternoon shooting at the River Chase Galleria. A girl and 2 other adults were hospitalized after the shooting. The Bessemer City School System identified the 8-year-old victim as Roy Tagayos Jr. He would have been a 3rd grader, and the school system described him as a smart child who was a jewel and big dreams of someday entering the music industry. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tattoo parlors and other personal care businesses like nail salons will be allowed to welcome customers in New York City starting tomorrow as it enters Phase 3 of reopening. The rest of the state's regions have already moved into Phase 3. New York City will still be more limited as officials decided last week to hold off on allowing indoor dining indefinitely out of concerns that it would spike more new coronavirus cases. Governor Andrew Cuomo said there were more than 530 new confirmed cases and 8 deaths. So far, reopening has been allowed for retail stores and offices. With Major League Baseball training camps open, a number of players have chosen to opt out of the 2020 season. Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross of the Washington Nationals, Mike Leake of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Ian Desmond of the Colorado Rockies, and today, David Price announced that he will be opting out of the 2020 season. San Francisco Giants all-star catcher Buster Posey is unsure whether he will play this season.
You know, the old cliche, one day at a time, but I think health right now is probably paramount. But obviously you can't expect a batter to come up and wear a mask or a catcher to wear a mask during the game. It's a bad habit, but a lot of us as baseball players are used to spitting as well. And I think that's going to be an issue, right? From what I've heard, that's, you know, through water droplets and moisture is how this thing is spread. And so I think there's going to have to be an effort to try your best not to do that. Unfortunately, it's second nature a lot of times.
Major League Baseball is scheduled to start their 60-game regular season on July 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.